With great happiness in my heart, I would like to greet all of you for this year's Govardhan retreat. Some of you are known faces, faces which we have seen at other retreats, or faces which have attended the Japa retreat. I acknowledge that those who were on the Japa retreat are a little challenged. We only had 1.5 days pause between Japa retreat in Vashana and Govardhan retreat here. But I'm very, very sure that by the rays of mercy coming from Giriraj, we will soon forget all our physical, mental, and even spiritual tiredness and will be full of energy. This is the opening ceremony, and we will open this retreat by introducing the theme song to you, a song which is well known for those who were at the Japa retreat. So by there we have practiced for 1 week now to sing it properly, so that those who have joined our boat which crosses the samsara for the Govardhan retreat, that you can also learn to sing it very quickly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Ram Ram Hare Hare. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Radhani ki jai, Mahadhani ki jai. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Jai Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Gauranitai. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Bolo Giriraj Maharaja ki. De de si radhe, de de si radhe, de de si radhe.
Warm, or wasn't hot, but it was quite warm. What do you think?
I personally know from starting retreats that in the beginning we are like cool ghee, and later we become like boiling ghee. So we usually measure this by how much the J.J. Shiradhi Siam is coming from the place of the heart. In the beginning, it comes from the place of cultural appreciation. Yes, in India we do such things. But at the end, it will come from the heart. Hare Krishna, a deeper place. So you can do much better, but you will do better. Hare Krishna.
I have a... Because these devotees, I can see that they're... quite special devotees. I have a feeling that they can do quite better right now.
Okay.
Huh? Excuse me? Okay, but then you have to chant even louder but silently. But loud, I mean, really, because the nature of this retreat is very, very specific and very special. We want to get closer to Krishna. When I say Krishna, I mean Krishna and everyone else. So we want to get closer to Krishna. So if we can somehow express a little bit of that desire or through our sincere calling out, even if our desire is very small, sometimes we find that if we call out to Krishna to help us, like a baby crying for mother, then sometimes that desire even increases right on the spot. So, with your permission, first we'll start with Giriraj, because Giriraj is so kind and soothing to the heart. And he's such a wonderful servant of Krishna that if someone has a bit of sincerity, he will offer that and enlarge it. So first, Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki! Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki! Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki jai, jai jai Shri Radhe, jai jai Shri Radhe, jai jai Shri Radhe. Thank you for being so cooperative and very kind. Please, I think everyone has a notebook and a pen, either the one that has been given to you or your own. We'll have what I call a 10-minute free writing, but this is more a directed free writing on a specific topic. Being a teacher by nature and perhaps profession, I can't avoid acting like one. So please forgive me for that. But the topic is, and I'll tell you what we'll be doing in it, or the rules, so to speak, is I want you to write about where you're coming from, meaning the mentality, where you've been, your mentality, or the physical place, or both, and also about why you have come, and perhaps what you hope or aspire for while you are here. Where you are coming from, either the mentality or the physical place or both, and why you are here and what you're aspiring for, what you're hoping for. Now, the one simple rule in this, or maybe two simple rules, is that be honest, first rule. And the second is just keep your pen moving. You're not allowed to stop for 10 minutes. And you'll find out, those of you who are computer keyboard addicts, you'll find out if you still remember how to write or not when you do this.
keep your pen moving. Keep your pen moving, even if you don't know what to write. Just keep writing, I don't know what to write, until something comes. Very, very simple. 10 minutes. Beginning right now. Just keep writing. Again, where you're coming from, the mentality or the place, and why you have come. Just keep the pen moving, and I'll give you some indication when of what the time is. And you can write, of course, in any language, and it's completely private. I may ask you to pick a sentence at some point, and if you want to share that, you can, but it's private, basically.
Once again, with great joy in our hearts, we want to greet all of you who have found their way to this Govardhan retreat. I believe it must be the sixth time or the seventh time, seventh even, where we have this retreat. It has become a regular insider tip for a few devotees. And I would love to give you a little background about how this idea came about. The idea of a retreat is what I personally have learned to call passive spirituality. That is, that you go into a space where something happens to you, and where you allow the something to happen. Very often, we live our busy lives with another paradigm of thought. We do things, and we make things happen in our life. We plan something, maybe how to arrange our family life, how to arrange our contacts, and then something happens which is in correspondence with our planning. Or we are hungry and we eat, and then we feel some satisfaction. Or we do something in our spiritual endeavors and we expect a certain result. In a retreat, the idea is that you just bring yourself into a place, and then by the power of the holy place, or the holy Dham, or the personality whom you approach, something happens to you. In other words, it's not that the weak you has to make something happen. No, it's the strong other, God, or his representatives or expansions in this world, who work on your consciousness. If a stone wants to become wet, he doesn't need to endeavor, he just needs to be in the water, and the water will work on him. So in the same way, or the same idea is there in the retreat. Let Krishna work on you. Let Giriraj work on you. Let this wonderful atmosphere work on you. The only thing you have to do is to learn to open your heart and keep it open. Maybe the best analogy for a retreat, or the best explanation of what happens on a retreat, is the idea of pilgrimage. In olden times, people left their own habitation, their space, and went into the Himalayas, for instance, or Sridharmayapur or Puri. This is very Gaudiya specific, Gaudiya Vaishnava specific, and visited the holy places in the hope that in those holy places a divine gift would be given to them. Now the fact that pilgrimages are just so established in the human mind shows that indeed a gift was given to the pilgrim, otherwise pilgrimages would be long extinct. I hear that in modern times, this is a statistical investigation, many people become again aware of the benefit of pilgrimage in their lives, and therefore pilgrimage places are overcrowded. Those of you who were there for the Govardhan Parikrama during the Purnima time, the last Purnima or full moon, they know that it was like it was so crowded here, like, I don't know, like New York, Broadway, or somewhere. There were just people streaming in the hopes that Giriraj would give them a divine present. So, the idea of a pilgrimage is the pilgrim changes his location and goes to a holy place, but he also has to change his mind if he wants the effect of the pilgrimage to take full effect. For you who are a spiritualist who practice, I want to say, to change the location and come here is one thing, but if you bring your whole mind with you, the same mind which you had in Bulgaria or Russia or New York or Persia, you have done half the pilgrimage. You have come here, and it's certainly beneficial. Watch this butterfly. You will need him a little later. He came just, I asked him to come for 1 minute. He has done only 45 minutes. He's a little shy. But you will need him very much a little later. The idea is, a pilgrim is advised to go into to change his mind, his mindset, the landscape of his mind. And what specifically he has to do is, he has to look out for these little signs and accept them as Krishna's mercy. If you go on pilgrimage, you change the external location and you change your mindset into one of dependency on Krishna, where in great humility you do accept whatever happens to you as the divine gift of Krishna. When Lord Nityananda makes a Navadvip Dham Parikrama with Jiva Goswami, he says, you have to accept the mindset Trinadapi Sunichena, this very humble mindset, and then you can enter the holy Dham in all earnestness. See, as we come on a pilgrimage, or as we come to a holy place, we come with a shell of or a layer of conditioning around each of our hearts. We are not yet fully authentic. We are still ruled by a stranger. That is our material conditionings, our moods, the three modes of nature. All this is covering us as we enter the holy Dham, and it keeps us from perceiving spiritual reality as it is. So during a pilgrimage, when we are ready to accept our divine gift, we do hope that this layer is first cracked, and then that the divine gift goes through our layer, goes through this crack in our layer, and as a result, what happens is that our heart gets reached. As some of you know, let us look for a while what Prashanta does, and then when she's ready, we will continue. Because we are a little tired and easily diverted, so we will just look with full attention to what she does.
But no one will be able to understand exactly the deep significance that is behind what she was doing. For that, you will have to be a little patient.
Hare Krishna. So good. I was speaking about our layers which we're covering, and the hope that a crack comes into our layer, and then that our heart gets touched by the influence of reality, of the spiritual reality. Now, how this comes about is a secret which Burijan Prabhu and myself discussed in Vashana, really. See, all what we can do as the facilitators and the helping crew of this Govardhan retreat lead you to what is called a liminal space or a threshold. Threshold means like a Schwelle in German. It's in a door, you know, that's that little part between the right part of the door and the left part of the door on the floor. No, that's a Schwelle. Only when you approach that Schwelle or threshold, there is a chance that you leave the outside world and go into the inside world. So in a retreat, we want to lead you to this threshold, but it's entirely up to each one of you if you cross this threshold, yes or no. I know many of, at least I know devotees, I know also disciples who are rebellious and afraid to cross the threshold to real Krishna consciousness, because it would mean to surrender to Krishna, and that the ego is not ready to do. The ego wants to keep his rule, his absolute control, and his absolute dominion over everything. So, Hare Krishna, Hari Bo.
How exciting!
Hare Krishna. We have for such cases a second loudspeaker. Hari Bol, yes. Mahabhagavat, thank you for foreseeing what would happen. So during a retreat, you might experience that you come to the threshold and that your ego rebels. You might experience this. We had this Japa retreat just a few days ago, and I could see as you were chanting and going deep and approaching this threshold where you would leave the world of the ego and go into the world of the Radha's world, Krishna's world. I could see how difficult it was for some of you to cross the threshold. I could see genuine tears as you were struggling with your egos. But that's why I was so absolutely impressed. I saw that not one of you left the endeavor and the struggle, and you all passed through more or less successful. I'm saying more or less. So the idea of a retreat is really that you are brought to that liminal space, and that at that time you have to make the decision
Will you leave the world of the ego and enter the spiritual world of Krishna or not? Be aware of that time which will come to everyone if you participate in the retreat. Because it is arranged like this. For some of us, this breakthrough happens very unplanned way. One of our devotees told us a very amazing story. This devotee had to arrange the dirty cloth of the devotees, of the other devotees, with a washer's girl. Her name was Radhika. So little Radhika was maybe 11 years old. I was introduced to her. The children in Vrindavan don't know how old they are. That's what I found out. Looked like around 11, maybe 11 and a half. Yeah. So this devotee, our devotee was every day delivering the dirty clothes to Radhika. And one day Radhika said, "And when will you give me your dirty cloth?" The devotee said, I don't have any money and I wash myself." In that moment, Radhika looked at her, the Brijbasi girl, and said, "No, give me your dirty cloth. I'm here for you. My name is Radhika." Now this devotee, for you it may not mean anything. It may mean that a washer's lady offers free services. But for this devotee, it meant that Srimati Radharani was saying, "Give me your trouble and I am here to take care for you." And that was the breakthrough of this devotee. That was the way this devotee crossed the threshold and just had his breakthrough and just began to cry and said, "Oh, why do I forget that there are caretakers for me, Radha and Krishna." This was how it happened to this devotee. For other devotees, the retreat experience happens in other ways. There are millions of ways as many as there are devotees. And for this Govardhan retreat, there is already something waiting for you. Krishna's gift is here in the atmosphere. I did not know if my friend the butterfly would come. I said to Giriraj, "It would be nice if you give some sign, because I will want to give the devotees some understanding of." So I had brought my little friend with me. Inside in the box is my little friend. This friend is very significant for me. And on my altars in the West, for 1 year now, I have such a symbol. In my own family, this symbol means a lot. Maybe it's the reason. The butterfly is the reason why I was born in Germany during this life. See, I will tell you confidentially. My own father was a Nazi, if you know what that is, a sold out believer to Adolf Hitler. And he was very instrumental in many, many cruelties. Many cruelties which these were 10,000 people at once who were killed in one sitting, or 5,000. And he was responsible for this. Now one day, he had entered into one of the concentration camps where he was working. And he saw on the walls butterflies. And he asked the people who were other people why did the prisoners, before their death, make a butterfly on the wall? He asked this question. And the Germans didn't know the answer. He is a German himself, obviously. So they asked one of the prisoners whom they were going to put into to the gas chambers, why this? And the prisoner would not speak, not even under forced ways to make him speak. So they had to do, my father wanted to know why. So they had to do through spies. What they found out, that some of the, they are called Hasidic believers, the Hasidic believers, believe that death, the threshold of death, is nothing tragic. It is giving up one old existence for a better existence, just like the butterfly gives up the cocoon to become a beautiful creature who flies very beautifully. I mean, this cannot compare to the butterfly which we just saw. I wanted to use this symbol today for your understanding that in a retreat you can hope and you can expect that you make changes, just like the caterpillar turns into a butterfly if he crosses that threshold. You can also, during a retreat, get an experience like the one which that devotee in Vashana had, where the devotee felt, Radhika is here for me, to take care of me, to take care even of my problems, my contaminations, my things which I'm still struggling with. Yesterday, I must tell you, I was in one of these Vrindavan villages. You know, my private hobby is to just wander in Vrindavan. And Gaura Hari and myself did a kirtan, and after the kirtan, every sadhu speaks something. So I had these bridge basis, and I don't know always how to address them. They are sometimes simple farmers. So I said, I brought my friend with me, and I produced, I got this box out, and I showed this to him, and to them, it was a group of them, and then I let them touch it very carefully, and I said, see, and I asked them, can anyone tell me how a caterpillar turns into a butterfly? And the bridge Parsis smiled at me and said, Radha's Kripa, Radha's Kripa. And I thought, well, this is so nice, you know, and I said, Radha's Kripa, Radha's Kripa. So, I really request all of you to not be cold-hearted. Yes, we may sit here a little cold-hearted. Yes, we may be a little covered still. But it really does not matter. Just, Hare Krishna, go Kishore, come, sit with us. by Giriraj mercy, I want to say, by the mercy of this hill, some wonderful first-class bhakti will enter into your heart. And you will learn how nice it is to be a transformed person. Please, all of you, expect miracles during this retreat. If you don't expect it, if you don't behave like that, that it is possible, if you do not count on the mercy of Giriraj, he might not give the mercy to you. If you run away when it gets difficult, taking shelter in your egos, like I know some devotees who are really masters in this. I'm also a master in this at times. So it will not work. But if you just open your heart for the mercy, pray for the mercy, it will happen here. The retreat miracle
will happen to all of you. I'm 100% sure. Giriraj is very, very, very mercifully inclined. We are here now, Burijam Prabhu and myself, we are for the 7th year here. I didn't know the time passed so fast. And we always feel in our heart that we are home. Isn't it, Burijam? We feel the sweetness in our heart. And it was not always like this. We feel a great relationship to Giriraj, which has grown over the years. We feel he is a person who responds to our private prayers. I personally had a very difficult time behind me, a very moving time, a very important time in my spiritual life. And when I came to Giriraj, 2 years, two weeks ago, I think, and sat there and just looked at Giriraj, I just had to cry, tears of happiness. I'm home. Everything is all right. Everything is very well. So I would like to request all of you. Now, before Burijam Prabhu gives us a tune, tunes us in, I would like to do something with all of you which has become a favorite spiritual practice of mine. You know, there is this book out. It is called Sri Krishna Lila Stava. This book was written for the pleasure of offering 108 obeisances. The idea of namaha, or offering obeisances, is not ma, me or mine. Namaha, or offering on obeisances, says not my plan, not me, not my ego. That is not important here. as you might know, the Goswamis were offering. Now someone has to help me. I heard 2,000 and I heard also 3,000 obeisances each day. The way they did it is they in their meditation saw a lila stava or a lila stan, or a Vaishnav, and then they would mentally offer, then they would keep this Vaishnav or Lila Stan in their mind, and they would offer an obeisance 3,000 times, physical obeisances. And this is how they performed their bhajans. So out of this practice, this very nice book was written. It's a book where a meditation is given first, and then while you have in mind what you have just now heard, you offer the obeisances and some first class bhakti will come into your heart. This is a really pleasure. It's the greatest book for me at the moment. See, this summary, Sanatana Goswami says, of Sri Krishna's pastimes, which follows the sequence of Srimad Bhagavatam, is written for the bliss of offering 108 obeisances. So today, I want to offer obeisances with you. I will request you to first listen. It's only three verses. Sometimes I will request you to say, to call out. And then we will get up, and then we will offer an obeisances to Giriraj, because this particular obeisances which we will do is dedicated to Giriraj, by whose mercy we are hoping to experience the miracle of the retreat. And the miracle of the retreat, and once again in simple words, is that we approach this liminal space, this threshold between material and spiritual consciousness, And that, by the tremendous power of Kripa, we can cross this threshold, at least for a little time, and experience the bliss of Krishna consciousness, which waits for everyone. Are you all ready? So, when we offer our obeisances, I request you to get up and offer it to Giriraj. You can just look at me. The best way to offer an obeisance is if the heart, which is on the left side of your body, by the way, I have to say, because I didn't know where my liver is. I heard it's, I thought it was on the left. For 54 years, I heard it was on the left and it's on the right. And yeah, so your heart is on the left, by the way. So you should offer in such a way your obeisances that that heart side is towards the personality whom you offer obeisances to, in this case, Giriraj. So we will offer our obeisances a little bit like this. Yes? One devotee offered obeisances today with the feet to Giriraj. This is what you absolutely have to avoid if possible. Jaya Vasavaya Jagya Pitri Prishta Makataka Shrutata Tokta Yakyata Karma Vada Vataraka. O Giriraj, victory to you! Aware of the sacrifice for Indra, you asked your father its purpose. And then, O Krishna, you heard him explain its meaning. You then introduced the theory of fruitive work. See, although Krishna was just a little boy, he of course knew the details of why Nanda Maharaj was performing this huge sacrifice and why these arrangements were there. But he wanted to say, don't worship anyone else than me. No need to go to Indra, the lord of the false ego. Indra, the Giriraj pastime is the pastime of crushing the ego. I don't know if you know. Indra was so proud, he challenged Krishna, and at the end was defeated. So Krishna had this in mind, and he arranged this. Krishna, by all kinds of spurious arguments, you stopped the sacrifice to Indra and started the sacrifice for Govardhan Hill and the cows. I bow down to you, my lord. You explained how to worship the cows and the hill, and to inspire the cowherds with confidence, you assumed a second huge form and claimed to be the hill yourself. And you devoured the offerings provided for the sacrifice. And here comes the last verse. Please repeat it in Sanskrit. Gauravadana Shiroratna Gauravadana Mahatvada Krita Bhushashana Bira Karitatri Parikramaha. O crown jewel of Govardhan, who gave glory to Govardhan. You had the cowherds dress themselves up. Prepare offerings of food. And circumambulate the hill. So now we will rise. We will offer our... I will teach you how to make the obeisances, but I need to show it by example. And then We will offer our obeisances directly to Govardhan, who is Krishna's second huge form. Oh, it's Krishna himself. So please rise to your feet. Then hold in your mind the pastime where Krishna brought his devotees to the understanding that they don't have to follow Indra, the mighty ego-possessed king of the universe who thought to challenge the Lord because he wanted to be the one to be worshipped. And hold this pastime in your mind, and then very humbly you bring your hands into a Namaha gesture, and then from there you do your Dandavat Parikrama, your Dandavat obeisances. Hare Krishna. Shri Giriraja Maharaja Ki Jai.
Om Ajnata Milandasya Jana Jana Salakaya Chaksu Samilitan Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I wanted to thank you very much for your words. Maharaj, before he spoke, when we were sitting together in my room, he said he was going to speak from his heart. So Maharaj did that. Thank you. I think what I will say is, some sense is it's just like a summary of what Maharaj said, because one of the problems that from a little bit of a different point of view, but one of the problems that occurs is that we get inspired by very similar things. So I wanted to say very much what Maharaj has said, and he started speaking about pilgrimage, and perhaps he can. And what is the purpose of our being here? So that's where Maharaj started. That's where I wanted to. Yes, we have no purpose of being here. But we weren't supposed to tell them that. That's impersonalism. It's pilgrimage. But Yamunacharya Prabhu, could you just put a big question mark over there? What is a pilgrimage, and what is a, more or less, what is the purpose for our being here? What is our, yes, thank you. What is a pilgrimage? What do you think of when you think of coming to a holy place? Obviously, we think many different things because we are individuals. And we come from so many different backgrounds all over the world, and we come from many different engagements, activities, from business to some professional calling to living in a temple and distributing books, and so many different mentalities are required. So a pilgrimage, I would like to say what it's not, first of all, and then I will basically repeat what Maharaj has said of what it is. A pilgrimage, according to the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, Natirta Budi Salale Nakarhi Chit, it is not going to a holy place just to take a holy bath in a holy river. That may be part of a pilgrimage, but that's not its essence at all. And that will not make the activity, the journey, an actual pilgrimage. It is not, pardon me if we get personal here, it's not to go shopping in Loy Bazaar or any other place that's bizarre. It's not a side trip that you do in addition to something else. It is not, obviously, when you go to the restaurant and sit and talk with your friends, even though we may do these kind of things to one degree or another, but it is not at the heart of what makes the particular journey, physical journey, it is not at the heart of what makes it into a pilgrimage. And we're actually interested in the heart, the heart, to understand what is the essence of what it makes it into a pilgrimage, and what is a pilgrimage's purpose. I found something when I was thinking about doing the particular seminar that, or course, or speaking about the particular topic that I will be speaking up here. And by the way, would you like to say what your topic is?
Nowadays everything is recorded, so yes, my subject during this Govardhan retreat is to go with you through the Kapanya Panjika. The Kapanya Panjika is a prayer by Rupa Goswami, which is organized in a certain way, which is called a patati. Patati is a guideline or a certain system of spiritual practice. And we will go through this prayer every day and learn this prayer. It's the best prayer, I called my seminar, or my contribution. And if you can learn this prayer and the moods expressed in the prayer, you will end up as becoming an eternal servant of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. It's a wonderful prayer, which was also explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So I have the explanation of Bhaktivinoda Thakur there, and I will talk a lot about the concepts which are given in there, which are very high, actually, but at times very, very pragmatic. It's very practical how Rupa Goswami goes. It's a wonderful journey which we will do with this prayer. The best prayer is that's the title of the seminar.
When I was doing my research for mine, which is, I'll tell you the name in a few moments, but for my presentation, I came across something written about defining what a pilgrimage was. I took what was written, which really was from a different religious tradition, and I removed the word God, which means just the controller, and I put Krishna in there, and then I did some editing on it to make it exactly what we have in mind when we talk about a pilgrimage. What I'll do is read it once, and everyone just listen, and then I'll read it again and explain some points on it. And again, this is going to be so similar to what Maharaj said.
Oh, look there.
What?
A Nila Gau.
It is, too. Nila Cow or Nila Guy? Either one.
Nila Guy,
yeah. Either one is okay. Perhaps he didn't want us to know that he was listening to the Krishna Katha, perhaps. Who knows what it takes to take a birth as a Nila Gaya at Govardhan? What is a pilgrimage? A pilgrimage, far different from a holiday tour, should be seen as a personal invitation from Krishna. The form in which that invitation comes may vary, but Krishna's purpose remains constant.
It is an individual summons to know him more fully. Thus, a pilgrimage is a spiritual journey on which a soul has willingly responded yes to Krishna's personal invitation. Such a soul on his spiritual journey is called a pilgrim. Although in previous centuries many trials were intrinsic to a pilgrimage, the modern pilgrim has an abundance of affordable travel options, yet the purpose remains unchanged. It is a journey to a holy, sacred place to usher the pilgrim into the presence of Krishna. That pilgrim must embark on this journey with anticipation, being willing temporarily to separate himself or herself from the world and to offer himself or herself to Krishna in a mood of humble service. Yes, Haribol. A successful pilgrimage involves a commitment to leave behind one's problems and to focus instead on coming closer to Krishna. He should make his heart full of spiritual desire, and if his pilgrimage has been successful, he will return home transformed, renewed, and restored by the abundant blessings received. A pilgrimage is a time of prayer and a time to observe and assimilate the hints, those subtle signposts that Krishna will affectionately offer to assist our return to him. Pray that Krishna will bless you with a heart that is receptive to the treasure chest of graces he desires to shower upon you during your pilgrimage. The success of your spiritual journey on pilgrimage will depend on your openness, your faith, your flexibility, and your love. Very simple. I'll read it again and maybe perhaps offer some comments. A pilgrimage far different from a holiday tour should be seen as a personal invitation from Krishna. Because no one can come to Vrindavan. No one can come to sit at beautiful Giriraj Govardhan, where we hear the parrots chirping away, see Nila Gai, see butterflies float through on invitation. No one can be sitting here unless Krishna has invited him. As Prabhupada said, one cannot purchase a ticket to Vrindavan. But yet, Krishna's invitation isn't sufficient to make it into a pilgrimage. But I will get to that point quite soon. The form in which that invitation comes may vary. In other words, we all came for our various reasons. And we all were pulled here, perhaps by different external causes. I'll continue with the sentence here. But Krishna's purpose remains constant. We have what we think we're trying to do, perhaps, but then there is what Krishna wants. His purpose remains constant. It is an individual summons to know him more fully, to come closer to him. Thus, a pilgrimage is a spiritual journey on which a soul has willingly responded, yes, yes, Krishna. Krishna says, come closer to me. And my response is, yes, Krishna, despite so many lacks that I have in my nature and my abilities, yes, Krishna, I'm full of material desires and faults. But yes, Krishna, I want to take a step closer to you. Responding yes to Krishna's personal invitation. He calls us and we say, yes, Krishna, I want to come closer to you. Such a soul on his spiritual journey is called a pilgrim. Although in previous centuries many trials were intrinsic to a pilgrimage, people would walk to the Himalayas. Mahaprabhu walked from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan. We don't have those kind of difficulties. But the modern pilgrim has an abundance of affordable travel options, yet the purpose remains unchanged. Although it's so much easier on one level to get to Vrindavan, it is so much harder on another level, and this will come out when we hear tomorrow. We all begin the topic of which I won't mention exactly right now. We'll hear of a different person's pilgrimage. Our problem is we get here too fast, and our body arrives, and very often our mind never arrives, and we're so connected to the outside world between mobile phones and downloading and all the external things we do, that we never actually hear fulfilling the actual purpose of saying yes to Krishna's desire. We never fulfill that. Our consciousness never arrives. That is the danger of coming so fast. And before we know it, it's time to go. And we haven't even come, and it's time to go. The slow journey, although so difficult on the physical level, was very, very appropriate and purposeful on the mental level, because one would always be thinking, how many more days before I get to Vrindavan? How many more days? Months, weeks, days. And then that anticipation is building. The purpose remains unchanged. It is a journey to a holy, sacred place to usher the pilgrim into the presence of Krishna. Because Vrindavan Dham is the spiritual world with a thin covering over it. And that thin covering allows the holy Vrindavan Dham to seep through. If our consciousness is right. So we want to try do our part to make our consciousness right. And that part is, yes, Krishna, you have called me, let me take a step, my part, in a step closer to you. The pilgrim must embark on his journey with anticipation. I want to come closer to Krishna. Being willing temporarily to separate himself or herself from the world, because if we are physically here and our mind is everywhere else, we will not be here. We will miss out. And to offer himself or herself to Krishna in a mood of humble service. This is why we are here. Instead of Krishna bhule se jeev anadiyabahimu kata eva maya tari, samsareda duk, instead of always having being bahyamukh, our back turned to Krishna, being a conditioned soul, bhakti yoga means the gradual or quick process of turning towards Krishna. And turning towards Krishna means I no longer want to be your competitor. I no longer wish to consider myself the center of existence. Atta eva maya tari, because maya has given me samsarada duk, the unhappiness of repeated birth and death and suffering in previous lives and this lives. this life, a million wounds and scars I carry in my consciousness. I no longer want that, O Lord. But now I want to come closer to you. I want to become your servant. Despite the fact that all I could ever be is an insignificant servant, still I want to be yours. A successful pilgrimage involves a commitment to leave behind one's problems. In other words, we carry so much with us for the time we are here, the short time, whether it be 1 week or 3 days or however long. Leave behind the whole mental sphere and focus instead, as much as possible, and focus instead on coming closer to Krishna. This is why we are here. The pilgrim should make his heart full of spiritual desire. One time, a very early devotee said to Prabhupada, said to him, what do you want to be in the spiritual world? And the devotee answered in a very typical, sincere way. He said, whatever you want, Prabhupada, or whatever Krishna wants from me. And Prabhupada said, no, you should know what you want. We should know what we want to do to at least move forward. The heart, if not filled with spiritual desire, we know what kind of desire it will be filled with. So if we cannot desire in the highest spiritual level, I can't. But at least to come closer, that desire should burn in the heart. Or at least desire to have it kindled or burn more brightly. And if his pilgrimage has been successful, he will return home transformed, renewed, and restored by the abundant blessings received. Because although it sounds like chasing miracles, and there's two sides to this one, one side is that, yes, we can be transformed according to our Krishna's mercy and our capacity. And we should know that. And we should hope for that. We should desire that. Yes, miracles can happen. But the problem is that miracles are not in our control. We can approach the threshold and we just have to stand there praying. And this is what the prayers that Maharaj's prayers are, that he's the they are the best of prayers, because they are the prayers of someone who is tired, finished with the material world, and tired of just hanging in the threshold and wanting to be pulled through by Krishna's mercy, by the power of Krishna's mercy and his own humility and desire. If we learn these prayers, it will help us so much to deal with the fact that we are tiny, insignificant souls dependent fully on Krishna. And yet desiring, mixed desires even, but wanting something more, closer to the capacity of the soul. Very important prayers. Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur have opened the chamber of their hearts to show us, to teach us through their words how we can follow them. So if his pilgrimage has been successful, he will return home transformed, renewed, and restored by the abundant blessings we see. We can get blessings. A pilgrimage is a time of prayer and a time to observe the assimilated and assimilate, observe and assimilate the hints. Because Krishna doesn't always come to us the way we would prefer. He comes in subtle hints sometimes, signposts, and he will allow us to recognize them and assimilate the hints, those subtle signposts that Krishna will affectionately offer to assist our return to him. Expect them. Pray that Krishna bless you with a heart that is receptive to the treasure chest of graces Krishna desires to shower upon you during your pilgrimage. The success of your spiritual journey will depend on your openness. Okay, Krishna, here I am. As they say, warts and all. Anartas, this problem, that problem, this desire, this inconsistency. But here I am before you. Your openness, your faith, flexibility. Don't expect things to go the way you want. In Vrindavan, they never, in India in general, they be prepared for the unexpected and even the very unexpected. So the success of your spiritual journey will depend on your openness, your faith, your flexibility, and your love. Serving attitude too. Mahaprabhu it describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita apni achri bhakti saikhaimu sabare, that Mahaprabhu accepted bhakti angikar, bhava bhakti angikar. He accepted the mood of a devotee. The Supreme Lord accepted the mood of a devotee to teach us how to practice devotional service himself. So at this point, maybe we can just flip. Here's what I'm defining a pilgrimage as, and is it shouldn't be. Whoops, no, that's not the next one. That's the title of my. It's our journey to meet the Supreme Person. We want to meet Krishna here, either by hints, signposts, or whatever. We want to meet Krishna. And my class, my presentation will be entitled, yes, turn it over, The Ultimate. The Ultimate Pilgrimage. The best of prayers and the ultimate pilgrimage. Because the best of prayers are what one should offer on the ultimate pilgrimage. So, we will hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the ultimate person, the supreme person, his pilgrimage to Vrindavan, which is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita in Madhya Lila, and how he went and went through. And we will speak about and learn from the specific, some of the major pilgrimage places, the holy places connected with Krishna Leela that he visited. So that's what I will be speaking about. Now, Jagatrini Mataji, who broke her kneecap about 2 weeks ago, who is in her room, who can't walk out to the hill, she's still Krishna willing, very much desires to give her presentations each morning from 7:30 to 8:15 at the latest on Srila Rupa Goswami's drama of Lalita Madhava. So she'll be there making that wonderful presentation. Very exciting drama written by Srila Rupa Goswami. And also at the Japa retreat at Barsana, His Holiness Satchinanda Maharaj made a new addition to it, where he and I sat for a while and opened up our shops, as he called it, where we would talk to the devotees and advice about japa, or just have short conferences with the devotees. But during this retreat, I don't think we're going to be able to do that because we have to prepare for our classes and give our presentations. We won't have as much time to do that. So there are two other counselors that are opening up their shops. The first is Jagatrini Mataji, whose shop will be open from 3 o'clock in the afternoon to 6 o'clock, if you wish to come and speak to her. And the second one is even bigger. It is Giriraj Govardhan. His shop is open 24 hours a day. So I would advise you, and he has a capacity to speak to many of his devotees at once. So if you have anything that you would like to tell Giriraj Govardhan or any questions you would like to ask him, I would suggest that you come and spend some time with him. And he is very, very very special. As the little Brijbasi girl said to our Mataji who was carrying the clothes, Giriraj also says the same thing, and that is, what is the problem? I am here. Now, to end our opening, the close of an opening, we have something that's very, very, very a first time for us here and very special to do, but it comes with a problem. The problem is time.
No problem. What's the problem?
What is the problem? Because the problem is no problem because Giriraj is here. So we're going to, all of us, have an opportunity to be introduced to Giriraj on this retreat by taking part in an Abhishek of Giriraj. We will be bathing him. Now, this won't be your time when his shop isn't open now over here, so you can't spend a really long time because it's getting late and it's going to get cold and the prasadam isn't going to be there properly and warm. So we have a system but we'll have to request everyone to go a little bit quickly, but everyone will have an opportunity to pour a substance such as Manisi Ganga water or yogurt or honey on Giriraj and also to massage him for a brief moment as the kirtan goes on. But before you go there to do that, please open up the treasure chest of your heart and its spiritual desires and carry that. And while you are bathing Giriraj, please also present him with your spiritual desires. So don't forget that. I may not be able to mention it during the event itself, but please carry the treasure chest of your heart's desire to Giriraj right now and don't leave it behind and present it to him as you are performing your Abhishek. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki! Okay.